As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We'll get to the reports on one Browns player potentially needing an extended stay or an extended recovery later on this upcoming season. But for now, we're talking about the current Browns who were at Westwood yesterday for the 25th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Among those speaking yesterday, head coach Kevin Stefanski talking about Shedeur Sanders getting 11-on-11 reps going into this offseason.
I would say there's a lot of work that gets done when you guys aren't out there, believe it or not. Been in a meeting or in a walkthrough, just our guys are getting exposed to a lot. I know in our day and age, one clip or one day or one practice can be all that gets out there to the public. I would tell you the guys are working extremely hard. They're doing everything that we're asked of them, and we're very excited about all of our guys. I know a lot of attention goes to that quarterback room. I get it. That's the most important position in football, but I'm really proud of all the guys for how hard they're working really throughout this offseason.
What I think, even though there was really no direction given there, what I would think here, hearing Kevin Stefanski, is I hope that hearing him and hearing Joel Bitonio, it's kind of a throwback to what I've been saying here over the offseason, because I want to be right. Like, I don't know how many games they're going to win, like probably 5, maybe 6, but I think they're going to kind of line up and run the ball and try to eliminate turnovers. It sounds like it's such a simple thing, but it's exactly what the name of the game is supposed to be, and it's the basis for trying to win anything and not get in your own way.
Well, it's also the way they probably have to play until they figure out, you know, if any of their young quarterbacks have any kind of a certain set of skills that kind of allows the offense to blossom over time, right? I mean,
yeah,
you can have high hopes for rookies no matter where they're drafted, whether it's second overall, third round, fifth round, or whether it's a guy who's, you know, on his third team since he's been into the league and was a first-round pick in Kenny Pickett. But the reality is, until you see how they can actually execute an offense and then see if it's capable of being expanded, I think it does make sense to build a football team around running the football at this stage.
Well, going over from the Browns news yesterday, there was also a report from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports talking about a former Browns player potentially needing an extended recovery for into the 2026 season. This is former Browns offensive lineman Jedrick Wills, who made the business decision last year to sit out one of the Browns' later season games dealing with a knee injury. The report now saying that Wills plans to sit out most, if not all, of the 2025 season to fully recover from his injuries. Obviously, his career in Cleveland likely coming to a close here, but is there any chance that if you have this longer recovery that you can build upon it for the next team?
I think that there's a possibility that he's done. I really do. You've had a couple of knee surgeries there. It was late in the process when you got it done. I think there's a possibility that that's over, Tone. I listen, I know a lot of people don't really care for Jed Wills here, but in all honesty, it's certainly not hopeful. I don't want him to play for the Browns again, to be honest with you, but I don't want to see him end his career after 5 years.
Yeah, first round pick. Most first round picks get, at least, even if they're a bust, even if they're considered a bust, they almost always get a second opportunity just because there's a reason you were a first-round pick. You either hit certain physical traits or you projected to be something. And, you know, it's not like all the tape is bad for Jed Wills, right?
No.
I mean, you...
No, there's flashes.
We were always looking for some morsel, grain of playability.
But there's also your daily false start, your weekly false start, your weekly holding call. And there were times where, he was... And by the way, you kind of want to see if he comes back just so he can play right tackle. I want to see what he does at right tackle and see if this has all been a misplaying of where he should be. Because, a lot of people had that theory going, well... And I brought it up to you several times. I know that you could sit there and talk about his athleticism, and I know guys are switching between positions more, but, man, you can't just sit there and plug and play guys just because they're thick. Their footwork has to all match up. There's a lot of things that you have to take into account there, and maybe he was thrown off. I don't know if he should be thrown off for 5 years for crying out loud, but maybe he was thrown off a little bit.
But now he's made $34 million, and, most people would say, okay, give me $34 million. I can make that work with some wise investments. I don't necessarily have to go back to a game that, the question has been about him, fairly or unfairly, because we don't really know these guys. We just look at body language and we look at, how you are on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But
gets a pension, so he's got that coming to him at some point.
And the thought,
he'll put it all on the Rockies.
He could bet some baseball. He'll
put it on the Rockies if he wants to.
But the thought,
well, if he still wants to play football, I wouldn't be betting on it.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anything, just in case.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But the thought has been that he has never really liked football. Well, now we'll put that to the test because he's got a clearly difficult rehab in front of him that is not really gotten off to a great start, and he's got no guaranteed money left, right?
Yeah.
So we'll find. I mean, that'll tell us all we need to know about whether he likes football or not, because he's got $34 million that he's earned to this point. And if he truly did not like football, it'd be an easy decision for him.
Very true. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, I'll just say one more stat before I get to the next one. 45 games he's played over the first 3 years of his career, last two, 13 games. Going from that over to the world of basketball, we had Greg Swartz on the afternoon show yesterday talking about the potential future of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Donovan Mitchell. We kind of touched on the potential blockbuster trade that the ESPN insiders put up, but he also talked about the future for Donovan and whether or not an opt-out or a trade could be coming in the future due to certain finances.
He set up this contract where he would have 10 years of service if he opts out of that, and then he can sign for 35% of the salary cap. And in a couple of years, 35% of the salary cap is going to be a lot of money. It's a no-brainer if you sign Donovan Mitchell to a 3-year, $150 million extension. But when he's asking for $70 million a year, I have real pause giving Donovan Mitchell, as good as he is he going to be worth that moving forward, especially when he's in his 30s? So, yeah, I think next offseason is when you start having those trade conversations with other teams.
I understand that there's concern, but if you don't make any moves, when's your first round pick? Do you know that off the top of your head? Well, you're cleaned out.
Yeah,
in
they
so
can't
many
even,
ways.
They can't even move one.
Yeah, so if you want to be competitive
until like 2031.
Yeah, if you want to be competitive, man, like you're basically forced to sign him. So I understand, like, hey, $70 million a year is it's unbelievable, and that would seem like a gross overpayment for a lot of people. But if you're trying to be a competitive basketball team, if you let him go, like, is he going to be worth first round picks? Yeah, he's going to be worth first-round picks, but again, who's going to pick up that salary if they're going to pick up that salary? So
a few years ago,
you really don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, a few years ago, under the old rules, I would have said, oh, you'll have 10 teams line up for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
In today's landscape with the new CBA and the second apron and 35% of the cap at 70-plus million when he's going to be getting into his 30s, and that's when the player he's compared to the most, Dwayne Wade, that's when he started to lose that athleticism and his game dropped off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was better than Donovan Mitchell, was more athletic than Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
But he played the game a very risky way. And we've seen Donovan at the end of these seasons limping to the finish. I don't know that there'd be many teams at all lining up to not only trade assets for him, but then have to turn around and pay him 70 plus million a year.
It seems like you're stuck and I mean, paying him $70 million is better than giving him away for free.
And again, remember, he didn't do what Jalen Brunson did. Jalen Brunson took the discount so that they could build around him even more, and they ended up getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. They've got their issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think in the next iteration, Donovan Mitchell is going to take not only a pay cut, but also to stay in Cleveland?
Probably not. Probably not. Go ahead, Mitch.
Oh, I want to make sure I get this right. 2030, I believe, is the next time the Cavaliers will income a first round pick. Then 2031 as well.
That's still a long ways away.
Back to the world of football yesterday. The reveal of the Madden 2026 cover featuring Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley immortalized with his iconic reverse hurdle in the Kelly Green Philadelphia Eagles jersey, an image I think ranks among, no matter what you think of the Madden game itself, ranks among some of the best covers that Madden has put out recently. And you talk about Saquon being immortalized as an Eagle, not a Giant. This furthers it.
I just want to point it out, and you're right about that, but there's no Madden curse. It's a video game.
That's been off the table, I think, for over a decade.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I heard Pat
it
Boyle.
It was on the table about 40 minutes
yeah,
ago.
I heard Pat Boyle in his update saying that, oh, the Madden curse is alive and well. I go, you don't know that.
But we've had guys break records since then. Calvin Johnson, after getting on the cover in 13, broke the receiving yards record. So I don't think it's automatic like it may have been in the 2000s.
Who puts a hex on an NFL football
game?
Well,
who said the Madden curse operates in that year? It could come 2 to 3 to 8 years. Eventually, all these guys end up dying, too. That's the one thing you'll notice about the Madden curse. Everybody who's on the Madden cover, they will eventually die. And so that you got to wonder, is that a part of the curse?
That was the big joke back in 2013 when Barry Sanders made the Madden 25 cover and people thought he was going to get hit by a bus next. Yeah, that was the big joke. It's like when the Madden curse was really a thing. Because he was on the cover years after his retirement, like back in 2013.
Hit by a bus.
No, that's what I'm saying is that's a joke. People thought something was going to happen to Barry Sanders since he wasn't playing football at that point.
It could be lightning. It could be anything.
It's the black spot. They stuff it in your hand and walk away. Go ahead.
Well, that's it for about last night.
Oh, outstanding. All right, Mitch. He was going to say it. That's the end of the segment. Okay, fantastic.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.